Okay, so you're organising this event on Sunday for Love Kingston. Can you just start off by telling us what Love Kingston's all about?
Love Kingston's a campaign. It's an exciting campaign that raises funds for the changing needs of the communities in the Royal Borough. So why are we doing this? It's because there's thousands of local residents are being left on the margins of our prosperous borough. Yet there's inspiring small charitable organisations which are achieving extraordinary things, but they've only got very limited resources. So they depend on small but vital funding. And that's what we want to enable them to have access to that funding so that together we can create a fairer society for everybody. So both now and in the future, Love Kingston wants to create a legacy fund so that in the future people can apply for this type of funding as well.
What kind of people would apply for the funding? Is it anyone?
Well, in the first phase one of Love Kingston, we had five chosen charities that applied. Anyone could apply. We had Hestia, which is a domestic violence charity, Food Bank, Kingston Food Bank when they're in their early stages, Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness, Kingston Savers, which is, so that people without credit can apply for credit and not worry about the extortionate payment tariffs, and Oxygen, which is a youth group which helps children have somewhere to go in the community and feel safe environment, learn things, have fathers as role models, men of a certain age that can be role models for them, that kind of thing. So they learn life skills and stuff like that. So lots of very worthwhile charities have already benefited from Love Kingston. We're just hoping that we can, spread that to a lot more groups now. Mm-hmm.
So you guys raise the money and then do you split it between them, or how does it work?
That is how it used to work. We've changed slightly now. So, yeah, we've just given out the £5,000 each to those five charities as the end of their kind of involvement in that scheme. It's not the end because they always get support, but the financial benefits has come to an end for that one. But what's happening now is we're concentrating on the legacy fund, so that there's a bigger pot of money so that we can invite more people to apply and get those small donations. But Love Kingston Day itself is focusing on awareness in the community, having a great time, getting people together, contributing to this legacy fund if we can, highlighting some of those small charities that do need help. And the theme for this Love Kingston Day is from isolation to integration, so that's going to be the theme that takes us through to the next few years of fundraising. The big gig is this Sunday, 2 till 8 o'clock at the Fighting Cock, which is on 56 Old London Road. There's a whole host of musicians come together that really wanted to play. We've actually had to turn people away, which is very sad, but we're very lucky to have so many brilliant musicians in the town wanting to play and contribute to this. So Fighting Cock from 2 o'clock on Sunday, 14th of February, get down there. Brilliant lineup of different types of bands playing, anything from folk to blues to indie to a bit of funk, a bit of punk rock, a bit of everything really. So have a look at their schedules, come down and enjoy the whole day. It's going to be good. You can pop in and out as well. We've got wristbands, so you can pop in and out.
That's a great idea, having wristbands.
Yeah, so it's a suggested donation. We don't want to turn anyone away, definitely don't. But at the same time, you've got to realise it's a fundraiser, so we're hoping to raise money. So we're suggesting £5 on the door, which isn't much for a gig. And in this instance, you get eight bands playing. So you can come in and out all day, pop in, have some lunch, go back, come in and out. It's up to you, or just enjoy the whole day in the Fighting Cock. They've got really good value on their drinks on Sundays as well, which is a big plus. So you've got 2-for-1 on cocktails. You've got lagers selling for £1.75 a can. So you don't need a lot of money to come down and enjoy yourself, but just come and join in. So we're kicking off with a big sort of rock bluesy type band called Valve Power at 2 o'clock. They've kind of got quite a good reputation in the area. Then we've got a funny man on guitar who does some kind of folk singing, Chuck Sinatra. He's on 2:40. 3 o'clock, we've got a beautiful folk/pop covers singer, Olivia Scarlett, young lady, very, very talented. You must come and hear her, a lovely, pure voice. And then 3:40, we've got Pete Peachy, who's very well known in the area. He does a lot of the festivals and things. He does a whole mix of stuff, anything from Sinatra to and swing band stuff to some rock and roll on the guitar. 4:20, we have Nutlife, which is a five-piece covers band. They do some nice kind of edgy rock and poppy stuff, a whole mixed bag of stuff they do. 5:10, we've got The Disinclined, which is a really tight, great five-piece indie band. So you can see all of these bands online and have a look and see what you think. 6 o'clock, we've got SKB. They're a very uplifting pop kind of rock sing-alonger type band. So there's quite a lot of those on, a lot of people on stage, get everyone moving. And then at 6:50, we've got another band, a big band called One World. They've rocked Kingston for a long time, so a lot of people know them already. They do amazing covers. They do a bit of funk, a bit of soul, a bit of pop, a bit of rock. Basically get everyone moving and dancing on the dance floor as well. So it's something for everyone, and it's going to be, yeah, really exciting.
Are they all from Kingston or the kind of Kingston area?
Yes, I think most of them have got a link with Kingston if they went to Kingston Uni or they're still living in Kingston Borough. They've all got a link to Kingston, definitely. So it's a huge, you know, talent in this borough that's wanted to come together to do this. It was their idea, actually. It was the musicians that proposed this. It wasn't us of Love Kingston saying, we want to do this. It was a lot of the musicians saying, can we do something? Which is really lovely for them to come together and, you know, offer this. But yeah, just asked us to coordinate it for them. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a bit thrilled.
If people are listening to this thinking, wow, that sounds pretty good, but I want to find out more.
If you look up Nutloaf or The Disinclined online, they've got their own Facebook pages, which will tell you more about all the bands. Most of the bands have got their own event page for it now. But if you look at Facebook, Love Kingston Day, uppercase L, K and D, all one word, Love Kingston Day. On Twitter, we're on at LV Kingston. And online, we're www.love-kingston.org.uk. So there's all the information on there. And I believe Fighting Cocks have it on their website too. If you do a search for Fighting Cocks Kingston, and they've been amazing. They've given us the venue, the sound engineers, the lighting, all of those kind of things are being provided by the Fighting Cock. So, you know, big hats off to them. They've been great for us.
Fabulous. And lastly, can you just tell us, so Sunday is actually Love Kingston Day, is that right?
Yeah, there's things going on all over the borough the whole weekend, actually. We've already had a cake sale on Wednesday. Schools are doing mufti days. People are doing home-cooked meals. There's a neighbourly nosh going on where people are inviting their guests to come and have dinner for £15. And that money goes to Love Kingston. And you've got to upload your photos of your food and do those kind of things. And where there'll be a little social media competition, see who's had a great party. Some good dinner parties arranged for this, so that should be fun. Cambry Arms and the Witch Arm have been amazing as usual. They're doing a Love Kingston Valentine special menu each. And for every starter, main course and dessert sold, they're donating £1 for each course. They're also doing lucky dips, raffles, those kinds of things at both venues. They've got some brilliant prizes, so go along to that. Eden Walk Shopping Centre have got arts, crafts, music, everything. Science in the Community by Kingston University, acoustic live music, all of that going on all day. So you'll see that if you're going through the town. There's the Micro Brewery has got an open day. That's a good one. The Park Road Brewery on Elm Road, they've got an open day. So go along there and try all their beers and celebrate Love Kingston Day with them. We've got the Rose Theatre, of course. They're hosting the brilliant Euphonics Choir. They're going to be there at tea time. So from 4:30, we've got the Rose Theatre, Valentine's Day Choir, Euphonics. So go there, have a cup of tea, slice of cake and relax and enjoy that. Sweet Revenge, talking of cakes, they've got cupcakes going on in their marketplace shop. They've got all sorts of things on offer in there. So pop in and get some coffee and a cake. And then Waitrose has been very good. So throughout February, Waitrose have got Love Kingston as one of their Community Matters charities. So you can always pop your green coins into them and we'll get the money for that, which is great. Yeah, lots of businesses and groups and individuals are doing a whole host of things.
Yeah.
So have a look on the website. There's a list there for people if they want to know how to help.
That sounds great. And it's all raising money for you guys to help people out, which is lovely.
It's amazing, yeah. We just can't wait to get this legacy fund going and get the money out to those who really need it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are in desperate need. So the more we can raise, the more we can hand out would be amazing.
Thanks very much for talking to me today, Tessa.
You're very welcome. Come along to the gig.